Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Donald Trump is traveling from Mar-a-Lago in Florida to New York. He'll likely spend the night in Trump Tower. And tomorrow, he will become the first president, former or sitting, to surrender at the office of a district attorney, New York's Alvin Bragg, and then face arraignment in a courtroom. NPR criminal justice correspondent Jasmine Garzd joins us now. Jasmine, we understand you were outside Trump Tower. You've moved more towards Central Park. We know that Trump and other of his fellow Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene have been asking his supporters to protest. Were they? Are they?
Hi. Yeah. I mean, so far it's calm. He is expected to be heading out here fairly soon. He hasn't arrived yet, but there's already a scene. Mostly it's law enforcement officials. Law enforcement has not warned of any major threats from Trump supporters or opponents this week, but NYPD is already preparing for protests. And so a lot of the area around Trump Tower and the courthouse area in Lower Manhattan is barricaded. Yeah. I mean, it's just like streets and streets that are closed off and barricaded.
Well,
not yet, but we're bracing.
Okay. And help us understand how we got here, because Trump has excoriated the DA, Alvin Bragg. But the indictment that he's going to be handing down tomorrow was recommended by the grand jury. Now, I've heard people confused about what that is. They think it's some sort of rarefied panel of political appointees. What is a grand jury?
No, yeah, a grand jury is just a body of, 16 to 23 people who they're tasked with determining whether there's enough evidence to move forward with a case. And here in New York, anyone who is a U.S. citizen and at least 18 years old and a resident of the country, the county, they can serve as a juror.
Yeah.
And so when a grand jury issues an indictment, it means they believe there's enough evidence to formally accuse someone of a crime.
Yeah. And so these were people just serving their jury duty and happened
Absolutely.
To be on this grand jury. And so what can we expect tomorrow? What happens when Trump does go to the courthouse?
Well, what can we expect? I mean, there's so many unexpected things happening right now. But what we do believe is that Mr. Trump will be fingerprinted, possibly have his photo taken. You know, there's a twist that this is a former president. We've never seen something like this before. He has a Secret Service detail. So more will be revealed on Tuesday. What we do know is that this is expected to be a quick 2-day visit from the former president. He's expected to return to Florida to give a primetime address from his Mar-a-Lago home on Tuesday night. So this is, he'll be right back.
Well, we know that news outlets over the weekend wrote a letter asking the judge to allow cameras in the courtroom. There were also questions about mug shots. Friends of Donald Trump have said that he spoke of maybe using the mug shot on merchandise to raise more money than he already has, $4 million by some reports after news of this indictment. So is there a mug shot? Will there be cameras?
No, we don't know quite well yet what is happening. I mean, I know that the city is very barricaded, and there's been a lot of silence and kind of a lot of mystery around what the process is going to look like. So I'm not sure about that yet.
Okay. And, the case centers around the hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels through Michael Cohen, Trump's fixer. Hush money isn't illegal, but campaign finance improprieties would be. There were reportedly over 31 counts. That may mean other charges as well. We just don't know. But as someone who covers criminal justice in the minute we have left, what will you be watching for?
I think I'm going to be watching for, when this is going to go to trial. I mean, there's a lot of speculation that Trump will return to a strategy he's deployed previously, which is delay, delay, delay. And it's speculated that he could drag out the proceedings all the way into 2024, into the presidential campaign. And so this is really just the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'll be very curious to see what if he deploys that strategy.
Well, some have criticized the DA for launching this investigation and this indictment before some other investigations that are currently ongoing into Trump's possible interference in the election. But in fact, if those charges come from other investigations, they may come before this case actually gets through the courts. NPR criminal justice correspondent Jasmine Garst, thank you.
Thank you.